This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. Today, it's our distinct pleasure to welcome two of the most outstanding leaders on Capitol Hill to our program. We're very honored to have with us the chairman of the House Rules Committee, Congressman Howard Smith, Democrat from Virginia, and the ranking Democratic member of the Rules Committee, Congressman William Collmer, Democrat from Mississippi. Gentlemen, it's a very distinct pleasure to have both of you here today, and I thank both of you for being with us. I'd like to ask Judge Smith the first question. There's been quite a bit said lately about the argument over increasing the size of the Rules Committee, but in all of this argument over the size, do you believe that the function of the committee has been overlooked?
Well, it certainly has been changed. The fight was over who should control the functions of the committee, whether the committee itself, independent of outside influence, it should do so, or whether it should be under the control and domination of the Democratic leadership of the House. Now, there is an honest difference of opinion about that, and I respect other people's opinions, but I adhere to my own.
Now, what are the two theories concerning the functions of the committee?
Well, I thought I just said, one element thinks that it ought to be under the domination of the so-called Democratic leadership of the House. In other words, anything that they want brought out of the committee should be brought out and brought out at once, irrespective of how the committee members feel about it. And that is the conditions that will now prevail since the committee was packed. The other theory, which both Mr. Collmer and I are long-time advocates and exponents, is that we go on a committee up here as free and independent men who exercise our judgment. We have to vote whether we think these bills should go to the House floor for further consideration or not go to the House floor. And we exercise our independent judgment in determining that question. Perhaps sometimes we're wrong. I think most times we're right.
Well, now, actually, Mr. Collmer, it has been said that the Rules Committee has virtual life and death power over legislation. Is there any other way other than through clearing the Rules Committee by which a piece of legislation can be brought before the House?
Oh, yes, Dick. There are several ways. But before I answer your question, I want to just comment on briefly upon what my chairman, Judge Smith, said.
Fine.
We do regard ourselves as independent members of Congress and as independent members of the Rules Committee. While we are always aligned together in the public mind, as being on the conservative side of these questions, there have been instances where my chairman and I have differed on questions. In other words, we exercise our own independent judgment in what we think is the best interest of our people at home and the people of the country generally. Now, to answer your question about Other methods? Yes. There are several ways. One is that the rules can be suspended, and the House by a two-thirds vote can take up a bill and pass it by being recognized by the Speaker for that purpose. Another is that we have what's known as Calendar Wednesday, when the leadership can make a call of the committees and call up any bill, that whether it's pending in the Rules Committee or not. And still as another method, known as the Discharge Committee, where if there's sufficient interest in a bill, a simple majority of the members of the House can sign a petition and bring the bill to the floor of the House. So this thing of bottling up legislation that has been charged to the Rules Committee so much is terribly exaggerated.
Now may I interrupt to say that those two last methods you mentioned, that is a discharge petition or the use of Calendar Wednesday, have been frequently used to get away from the so-called roadblock of the Rules Committee.
That's very true.
I'd like to ask you at this point, Judge Smith, how long have you been a member of the Rules Committee and how long have you been chairman?
Well, I've been a member of the committee for 28 years. I've been chairman since 1955, I think.
And Mr. Calmer?
That's three Congresses.
Yes, Mr. Calmer, how long have you been on the
committee? Well, of course, I haven't been on there quite so long. I went on the committee 21 years ago. At that time, Speaker Bankhead was Speaker of the House.
What has been the effect, Mr. Calmer, of the enlargement of the committee? It was 12 members, now there are 14. But what real effect has this enlargement had?
Well, that, of course, is a matter of opinion. In my opinion, the effect has been bad because it has transferred from the committee just what the leadership sought to do. It has transferred the control of that over to the control of the leadership. In other words, people were put on the committee who were of the so-called liberal school of thought, who believed in going along with the leadership. At least that has been the effect up to this time, as disclosed by the votes that we have had.
So does it realistically mean that there is now one-man control over the committee?
Well, that would appear to be the end result.
If I may answer it a little more emphatically, the answer is yes.
Well, now, Judge Smith, has the time ever occurred before when the Speaker of the House has had control of the Rules Committee?
I don't know about the history of it. Of course, the Speaker at one time, and the person of Speaker Cameron, had control of the flow of legislation to the floor. I don't know the mechanics of it, but he had complete control, and that was overthrown after some years.
Well, if I may...
And that duty transferred to the Rules Committee.
Yes.
If I may interject right there, I had occasion to look up the history of this during this hassle over this committee recently, and what really happened back there was during the speakership of Speaker Cannon, who was referred to as the Tsar, he was the Rules Committee. He had two other members on the committee, but he had control of it. Now, here's the irony of this thing, and the reason I wanted to point this out. In that day, the so-called liberals of that day, headed by the late Senator Norris, rebelled against this one-man control, and they had, an all-night fight in the House over trying to wrest that control from Speaker Cannon, and they did wrest it from him and set up the Rules Committee as it has existed since that time, and it existed when Judge Smith came on the committee and I came on the committee.
It has been often said that Judge Smith and Mr. Collmer, plus the Republicans on the Rules Committee, prior to its enlargement, formed a conservative coalition to block so-called liberal legislation. Mr. Smith, what is your comment on that?
Well, my comment is that I don't know what you might term a coalition, but the fact is that when measures came before the committee, we exercised our independent judgment. Sometimes we were together, sometimes we weren't together. When we were together, the condition in the committee was such that it resulted in the tie vote and thereby defeated the motion to report the legislation. But it was purely a question of the use of our independent judgment after careful consideration of measures. And I don't want it to be any other way, because I don't yield my convictions to anybody, though they may sometimes be wrong.
Well, what do you feel is the outlook now for the so-called liberals in pushing their legislation, such as federal aid to education?
Well, they'll get it to the floor. They'll have the votes to do it.
And, Mr. Collmer, do you believe that this trend can be halted once it gets to the floor?
Well, then it'll be a question of the whole House passing on it, and it'll be a question of what the House wants to do about it. I just want to add what Judge Smith said about the coalition, that I wanted to agree with what he said, and also to add that it isn't much pleasure or much to be gained by a member of Congress coming up here and just becoming a pawn in the hands of somebody. If he can't use his independent judgment on the committee, not much use in serving them.
Gentlemen, I'd like to thank you both very much for a very interesting discussion. Our time has gone by all too quickly. Be looking forward to having you back with us again soon. Our guests on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum have been the chairman of the House Rules Committee, Congressman Howard Smith, Democrat of Virginia, and the ranking Democratic member of the House Rules Committee, Congressman William Collmer of Mississippi. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms. The historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts. The right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets. And the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.